May take me a couple times here.
Okay.
Might take us a couple times here.
It's 96.7 Kiss FM, today's hottest music. Chadwick in the Kiss studio, very, very excited, not just because it's Thursday and possibly the beginning of the weekend, but the beginning of a very exciting Saturday. It's 96.7 Kiss FM, today's hottest music. Of Chadwick in the Kiss studio, very exciting because it's Thursday. For one, the weekend is starting, and for two, a very exciting weekend coming up. The Gallatin Roller Girls, if you haven't heard of them, get ready to hear about them because Southwest Montana's premier roller derby league is happening. It's in the process of, you know, getting roots here in the Gallatin Valley and really coming up and becoming a powerhouse in Montana as far as roller derby goes. They've got a fundraiser coming up this weekend, this Saturday. We'll get more details into that later. But right now, I've got some of the Gallatin Roller Girls right here introducing Ava Launcher.
Hello.
Also, Sassafras Bash.
Hello.
And Preparation Ache.
Hey.
That's right. The Gallatin Roller Girls, welcome. Thank you so much for coming into the KISS studio.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So we've got a fundraiser coming up this weekend, but really, I've been hearing murmurs of the Gallatin Roller Girls and Roller Derby coming to Bozeman because it's really kind of sprouted all over Montana.
It has. It's actually sprouted all over the nation and internationally as well. It's been growing in leaps and bounds, and it's not exactly what you might expect. Those of you that have seen roller derby in the past, in the 70s, when people used to punch each other on a banked track, it's no longer just an exhibition sport. It's actually far more regulated and way more athletic than it once was. And it's played 5-on-5, five players per team, and points are scored when one team's jammer, who is their sprinter, passes members of the other team. So we focus on training extensively, getting strong, learning how to safely hit each other, because there is hitting involved, but it's right. Mostly hip checks and shoulder checks. There's no elbows or hands or anything
so
like that.
So it's not like the professional wrestling that you see. Is that what you mean?
No, it's not at all. Though there is a costume component, which can be pretty fun.
Right. So you say you've got jammers, and then what are the other positions?
The other positions are blocker positions. One of them is known as a pivot, and they're in charge of the pace that the blockers okay. take. And their job is to help their jammer make it through the pack without the other team taking them out.
Right.
And they also want to take the other team's jammer out.
So the idea is that you've got the jammers in the back, you've got the blockers in the middle, and then you've got the people that pace up front, right?
Exactly.
Is that mm-hmm. about right?
Pretty much.
And then the jammers in the back, they try to make it through the field of blockers.
Exactly. And then they once they make it through, they skate around the track and do it again.
Okay.
And so that's a jam. It takes place for 2 minutes unless one of the jammers, who's a lead jammer, can call it off. And the bout itself is 1 hour.
It's 1 hour. And it's coming here to Bozeman. It's going to start up. We'll have more details as we get closer to that. But you guys are just kind of, like I say, getting roots down, and you're looking for more teammates.
Yeah, that we are. We are open to women who are 18 years and older, preferably out of high school, just so we don't have to worry about moms and dads,
right.
You know, getting them in trouble.
Right.
But again, 18 and older, any size, any shape, any age. The average age for people joining roller derby is about 32 to 34 years old.
Yeah.
Some of the teams in the area have some women who are in their 50s who have actually joined,
wow.
and that I'm scared of. they're pretty good.
Right.
We are also looking for people who want to be involved but don't want to skate. They're known as non-skating officials, and we're also looking for referees. Those two positions can be filled by men as well. Again, we prefer 18 plus.
Right.
But our referees need to be skaters as well. We do training with them to get them up to speed, so to speak. And yeah, we're just looking for a good group of people.
So if someone's at all interested, they can at least come contact you, maybe come mm-hmm. check out, because you guys are practicing.
Yeah, that we are. We practice 2 times a week so far. We practice Monday nights from 7 until 9 at Building 2 of the Fairgrounds, and then we practice Thursday nights from 8 until 10 at Mount Alice Academy. People are welcome to just stop in and watch us, get more information. Plus, if they want to check out our website, we have a lot of frequently asked questions, our calendar and stuff.
Right, that's what I was looking at the calendar, and I saw the fresh meat practices, yep. which I thought was hilarious. That's the people that are interested in getting into the roller derby.
Pretty much. Fresh meat is actually our first stage of skater. Most of our girls start out skating and they haven't been on skates in 20, 30, 40 years. Honestly, my last pair of skates before this one had strawberry shortcake on the ankle and little pink laces.
You're not still rocking those?
No, unfortunately, they're a little small. My feet have grown since then. Look more like Birkenstocks at this point, I think, with wheels. But yeah, anybody can stop in any of our practices, get more information. During practice itself, we don't always have somebody who can talk, but, you know, come early, stay late, and we're more than happy to answer anybody's questions. Again, we teach you how to skate from the ground up. Our fresh meat practices incorporate how to stand up on skates, how to skate, how to stop, how to fall without
that's
hurting yourself.
That's an important part.
It really is.
Yeah. and the website, that's where if you're at all interested, just check out the website.
Yep, our website is www.gallatinrollergirls, and that's girls with a Z, .webs.com. Or you can find us on Facebook. We have a nifty little sports page up on there. And, you know, join in the fun. Keep updated with our happenings.
Sweet. Gallatin Roller Girls with a Z, .webs.com. Correct?
You got it.
There it is. And also check out BozemansKissFM.com. We'll have some links, especially with the event coming up this Saturday. And that's what we're talking about in celebration of Halloween coming up and the brand new Gallatin Roller Girls. I didn't mean to screw up your name. I'm sorry. Sassafras Bash, I do not want you coming over here and messing with me.
I technically don't think I can unless you have skates on.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. I don't actually own skates, so I feel safe now. But it's happening this Saturday, and it's a costume party.
It's actually the Derby Bash costume party fundraiser for the Gallatin Roller Girls. It is located at Scissor Bill's Saloon up in Big Sky. That is in the Big Sky Mountain Village. And partial proceeds and food drive for the Gallatin Valley Food Bank is part of that as well, giving back to the community. We have a $2 donation cover, or you can get in free by bringing donation items for the food bank. And doors open at 8, DJ starts at 9.
Nice. So you just come in, you pay $2, and that $2 is going to go to the Gallatin Valley Food Bank.
A portion of it.
Yep. Or you can get in free by bringing 2 canned goods. And then you also have a bunch of other stuff going on once you get in there.
Yeah, we got a bunch of raffles. The community's been awesome about donating prizes for us to give away. And definitely going to have some costume contest prizes as well.
So get dressed up. What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a roller girl.
See?
But a different kind of roller girl without the skates.
All right. You're going to have to come to the Gallatin Roller Girls Derby Bash. It's happening up at Scissor Bill's Saloon this Saturday. Doors open at 8. DJ starts at 9 o'clock. Ladies, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys there.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's the Gallatin Roller Girls with 96.7 KISS FM.